This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We've got a treat today. We've got Ross Cully in the house. He is the CEO and co-founder of The Harvest Group. Welcome today, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell me, I'm reading Deep Work right now. You may have read that book. It's a big book, so I'm having to listen to it when I drive to Little Rock and back, but...
But it's a big book. It's probably on my nightstand.
I've got several
which
like
is
that
crying
too.
Out to me right now
with a stack.
Yes.
Yeah. Yesterday, I told my wife I have because we're in a reading mode with this consulting group right now, and so I'm listening to some. I have some, and then on my nightstand, I have a few. And I looked at my wife and said, "Oh man, I still have to read those."
Yes.
It's supposed to be enjoyable, but Deep Work talks about the shallow work. And then those that we are the easiest to respond to, which in your role and my role too, those things pop up in your role too, LJ, and they pop up all day long. And so how have you seen the most effective way to do the deep work, which you have to do sometimes with your strategic growth as a partner, as a CEO, and then also to be able to take care of those tasks? How do you find that kind of balance?
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
And I think one of the tactical things I've done over the last couple of years is make sure that my day and my time is not dictated by email. And so I know I may be late to the game on that. People listening
are
like, that's pretty standard. But I think when work gets busy and you're growing and there's a lot going on in your world, it's just so easy. That's the way that we communicate. And so I've had to get comfortable personally not responding to emails. I used to kind of take pride in my speed of response.
Oh, yeah,
and
right.
Some, I don't know if you're like this, like is your inbox, you know, past page one, you know, past the break? Does that make you nervous?
Yes.
Like me. So I've had to get past that and realize that as your organization grows in scope, there literally isn't enough time in the day to do it all. And so to your point, you've got to evaluate what's the type of work I need to do and make sure that I'm not just doing the next thing, but I'm doing the most important thing. And so I've definitely failed at that a lot. But when I'm at my best, it's trusting people in our organization to do those things that we've asked them to do. The people that sometimes are coming at you with their agenda that's not your agenda, being okay with being silent. Or say no, and get the time you need to do, as you say, the deep work. Anyone that's leading a fast growing or a young organization that becomes more sought after, or you just have an imprint in the community, you get requests from all angles.
Right.
And for me, like I enjoy giving people my time and helping them, but you have to again kind of get comfortable saying no. And
right.
In my personality, that can feel pretentious.
Right.
When you wake up to, I don't have enough time to get it done. Those choices become more apparent. And for me, I feel kind of a rock and a hard place a lot of days because my family is very important to me. And so I'm not the type of person that's going to, you know, work long hours consistently day after day after day and neglect them. So that's my rock. It's like, that's my priority. But I also really want to do my work with excellence and lead the company with excellence. And I care about our people. I care about our clients. As I mentioned earlier, in my worldview, I'm doing this unto my God. And so that intersection can clash quite a bit. And the only way I've found to reconcile that is to start saying no to someone.